It's a bonus.
Idle time.
Welcome back to Idle Time with Jenna and Danielle.
Did we forget to introduce ourselves to both things last week?
I don't know. But this is the mini episode of our long form.
Can we mini-sode?
No, I'm pretty sure like a lot of other podcasts do it.
That's a shame. That's such a cool phrase.
Mini-sode. I know. That's why I liked it. I don't know if it's okay.
I literally haven't heard it before. So I thought
mini episode, our short form. But this one, we talk about nonsense and
nonsensical,
whatever.
Whimsical.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Name that movie.
Bullshit. Oh, shoot. What's that from?
Bullshit.
I remember it, but what movie?
You don't even know.
Yes.
You sound like you're from London.
Oh, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes, man.
Okay. So I'm Jenna.
Oh, we have to do this part. I'm Danielle.
And this is Idle Time. So hi, we're back.
Hey, peeps.
What's up, Danielle? What do you got?
So I woke up this morning and I've been waiting for this mouse to come back into my house. Because
you have a mouse in your house?
Again.
Still?
No. So we got rid of the one. Who knows if it's the same one? Because I heard they could travel for miles back to the same location.
So, what the hell?
I know, right? So when Matt got rid of this mouse in a humane trap, he drove it down the street to the softball fields.
That's very nice. Okay. He's an animal lover.
What,
that's
do you
fine.
Want us to kill it?
No, not with your bare hands.
Jenna, have you seen those traps? They're terrible.
I have not seen the traps.
Do you want to get a metal bar squishing your back?
Oh, stop
snapping
it.
You in half?
I have never set up a trap, so no.
All right, anyway, so it's a humane trap.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's sad, too, because he thinks he's going to get this piece of cheese in the trap, and then it blocks him off. He gets trapped in there just staring at the cheese. He never gets it, so I always tell Matt to leave the cheese when he releases him.
Wow. Keep going.
All right. If they weren't so fucking disgusting with their piss and shit everywhere, I would think they're adorable.
It's like hazardous.
I know. So that's what I'm getting at. So this morning, because I've been checking it, ever since the one got caught, I hear things at night. I'm like, is that the mouse?
Probably is, in your walls.
So that was like, that's 100% for sure the mouse. I was like, great. So the trap's been out. Hasn't got him. I haven't got him. And then this morning, I'm making fucking French toast. That's another movie quote.
40-year-old version.
Thank you. And I just glance down because the trap's near.
There's a mouse next to you?
He's in the trap.
But he's next to you?
Yeah, next to the stove.
The audacity to come out while you're cooking.
Well, he was probably there. He was caught at night, I'm sure.
And he was just there?
My fucking dog didn't bark hearing that thing get caught. Winston, great job staring right at the kitchen. Anyway.
Wow.
So that motherfucker... And I was going to let Matt, let Matt sleep. And then I was like, all right, I could be brave. I could get
that.
No. I didn't take him out of the trap. I didn't drive, but I had the kids up because I'm making French toast. So I took a paper towel and I picked up the trap and I brought him outside.
Can you is it like barriers? Is it like a box?
Yeah, he's trapped in a box. It's like a trap door. He steps in the door.
You can see him though?
Oh, 100%.
How?
Because it's like a translucent, like brown
cage.
It's
translucent? So he's like fully, you could see him?
Yeah, because he needs to see what's in there. He wouldn't go in there willingly.
Okay.
It's like a brown cylindrical.
I thought his nose could like sniff it out, and that's why
he'd
go in.
I'm sure that too. So, but also, that motherfucker.
Again,
I saw him. I saw him, and as I see him, I'm like, oh, great mouse. And I knew I was going to have to check the cabinets for poops and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I pull out the pan to cook my French toast on. And there's a half-eaten granola bar and mice poop.
Nuh-uh.
On my French toast pan.
That's disgusting.
So then I took the mouse outside. I emptied everything out of the cabinets, threw all the pots and pans in the sink, and I had to scrub everything.
That's so gross. So yeah, he's gone?
He went to the softball fields again.
They keep coming back, apparently.
Well, do you see where I live? We talk about this.
I know.
They're going to be constant. Mice, you know, they're like rabbits, constant babies.
Ugh.
All right.
Well, lovely. Thank you for that.
Yep. Mice poop. Yucky. Lulu thought it was funny, though, to like help me clean the mice poop.
Ew.
She goes, did he eat my gummies? I was like, no.
That's all she cares about.
She goes, let me have those. Oh, yeah.
So speaking of babies, it's not mice babies, but I thought this story was really funny.
Is that Keanu Reeves?
It's an ad. Take it easy. Right. Focus, focus, focus.
Focus?
Well, he's a part of it. It's actually not an ad. I lie. This one lady on the social media, like just some random lady, was upset because people refused to call her daughter by her first name and started like at school or like her friends and family started calling her daughter by her middle name, Juliet.
Why?
And she was like really upset. Guess what? If I'm looking at a picture of the Matrix like movie, what character do you think she named her daughter after? Dead air.
I forget all the characters' names, but it's that girl with the short hair.
You would think. It's not. She named her daughter Morpheus Juliet.
No fucking way.
And she's really upset. People don't like it.
I bet the daughter doesn't like it.
She's a
baby. My name is Morpheus.
She's a baby, so one day she'll be like, Mom, were you on crack?
Like, who likes The Matrix that much that they would? Is Juliet the name of the girl from The Matrix?
No.
Maybe?
No.
What the fuck? No one loves The Matrix that much that they would name their child that.
I know.
That's insane. What a dumb.
Some people shouldn't have children.
No. No offense, Jason Lee. Pilot Inspector? No thanks.
I know. That'll never get old to me.
Never. And you spelled it with a K. Like you spelled it
wrong.
For
those people who don't know, Jason Lee, he's not really, I don't think he's doing anything.
Nah.
Actor from, what's some of his stuff? Chasing Amy. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Jay and Silent Bob movies.
Yeah.
What's Whatever. The director's name? Anyway, he named his kid Pilot Inspector.
Kevin Smith.
Thank you. Yeah. He named his kid Pilot Inspector, which is just
dumb on all levels.
You're screwing your kid up for life. Mm-hmm. If they like it, they're screwed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, Pilot Inspector.
I mean, if Morpheus likes her name. And you would think Morpheus is, I mean, I don't want to gender stereotype names, but I mean, Morpheus sounds masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he a male in the movie?
Yes, he's like the big boss, big ball guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
Huge muscles. What is his name?
He took over on CSI, too, right?
Did he?
What's his name? Guy with the glasses. They all end up having glasses.
Oh, Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fizzer.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Not Fishborne.
Fishburne. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. And the girl's name was Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
You get it, you know.
I would take that. I had a student named Trinity a few years back.
Trinity's a lovely name.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing
Morpheus,
wrong with that.
That poor child.
Yep. No. Okay. So I have a question directly for you.
Oh, all right.
So maybe this is mostly for your husband. I stopped watching The Walking Dead years and years and years ago.
Like when Carl died or before that?
I think, no, the day that Rick left.
Oh, so after Carl.
Yeah. I really tried. I was like, this is getting stupid. And then as soon as Rick left and they didn't end the show, I was like, and I'm done. So now I'm seeing floating around social media, hence this picture I'm showing you right now, is a photo of Rick Grimes covered in blood and it says, all is right in the world.
Oh, shit. Okay. Don't tell me anything because
that's the only picture I have.
Okay.
I have nothing. So he's joining it back? What's happening?
So what happened was the reason why they fake killed him on the show, but really at the end of that episode, he gets taken by those helicopters.
I remember that.
Because he was going to do that spinoff show helicopters. No, they are doing it. They're waiting for The Walking Dead to end. Because Michonne, then in the next season that you didn't watch, she disappeared. They all fucking disappeared. Daryl's the only one left. Maggie, for like a hot second, comes back in. Anyway. It's a bunch of bullshit.
She had a kid in real life or something. She left the show for a bit.
Oh. Okay, because then she has...
Maybe she did movies. I don't know. I don't care either.
All right, well, she has what's-his-name's kid. Glenn's kid in the show,
yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, Glenn. That almost lost me when he died.
Oh, my God. That was awful. I'll never rewatch that scene ever again. No. So we haven't watched it.
It was hard enough to swallow the first time.
No, thank you. And then Negan has this whole good guy, bad guy, back to being good. But Maggie's like, fuck you. You killed Glenn. They're trying to work against it. Anyway.
Okay, so what's happening
now? It's kind of crazy.
Walking Dead's going to end, and then he's going to do this spinoff?
Yes. So this was the last season. We didn't watch this last season because we hate it so much that we did not. And we hate Fear, but we also are committed to the end of that show. Because Morgan's on that show, and we thought Morgan was going to come back to, it's going to lead up. I don't know. But that show's
even worse
because they literally kill off every main person for no reason and then introduce you to a new character in this past season, and then kill that person off that episode. So you're going to tell me a whole backstory about this person, and then you're going to kill them at the end of that episode? You motherfucker, why did I watch, why do I need to care about them? Why am I invested for 52 minutes or however long an episode is?
I mean, they just, how long has this show been going on? They've just like beaten it to death. Like, pun intended, I guess. and I just like, you know, it needs to wrap up. And then if they're really going to reboot this, this better be really fucking good with him coming back.
Listen,
this better be like top notch shit with a good storyline of why he's been gone so long.
Well, now that Matt and I are like winding down on the episodes of things that we have been behind on, we'll pick this up. But he wants to watch Boba Fett before we watch Mandalorian. Maybe we'll sprinkle in. He doesn't like to watch things two nights in a row. He's very particular about how he watches TV. Formidable guys were like, oh, I like to load up on episodes and then binge them. Yeah. Matt won't do that.
No, that's how I roll too.
Yeah. Well, also I don't have the, you know, capacity to watch more than one episode a night.
No, you cannot. You have no...
I did watch two episodes of Ginny and Georgia last night without falling asleep. I made my... Because Matt was like, what, are you going to watch one episode? I was like, yeah, probably. And then I was like, bitch, watch this.
Watch this.
Because there's this TikTok and it was like, the wife is like, don't go downstairs and play video games. Don't do it. And he goes, oh, come on, you'll be fine. And then as soon as he leaves, she's like, throwing a party, putting on her shows, eating snacks. He goes, that's you. You're so excited for me to leave the room right now to watch this. I was like, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I was down for it.
Oh, yeah. So I was sick again, shocker, this week. And I just blew through Outer Banks.
No, don't tell me.
Danielle.
I was going to watch it. And then I was like, I don't want to fall asleep during this because I didn't start watching until 8:30.
Okay, so I won't spoil anything, but I do want to talk about it real quick. So... did you watch any of it?
No, not but you even saw, one episode.
But you saw last season where his dad's alive. Okay, yeah. So let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, God.
So I realized that they call him John B., which is annoying.
John B. Rutledge, because his dad's name is John.
John Booker Rutledge, yeah. Because I guess instead of calling him like John Jr. or Johnny or Little John, they call him John B. But when his dad comes back, he's like, the dad refers to himself as Big John. So now I got Big John and then John B. And it's just like, one of you just be John. Just be
they
a
can't
John.
Be John. Why does he call himself Big John?
I don't. Well, he's a very big man. He's tall. So that's one of them. But
they always called him
good.
Big
it's
John.
It's a good season.
When they were referencing
it. For people who haven't watched it, it's like the
Is
Goonies.
Is it the best season so far?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like the Goonies mixed
the
with...
beach.
Yeah, no, it's like the Goonies mixed with, I don't know, like, what would you say, like, the OC or Goonies?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Goonies, no, it's like Goonies, OC, and, what's it called? Oh, shit, what's that famous book and the movies and the Pony Boy and the Stay Golden? And,
Outsiders?
Yes, it's like the Outsiders. Oh, yeah. The OC and Goonies, because you got the kooks and the pogues. The pogues are the poor kids. The kooks are the rich kids.
Kooks or gook? No.
No, it's kooks.
Kooks?
Kooks.
What's it stand for?
I have no... Something like above the cut or something like that. Like there's a cut in the water, and if you're below the cut...
Kooks?
Kooks.
K-O-O-K.
Yeah.
Kook?
Yeah.
Pogues are them. They are the pogues.
P for L is what they go by. P for
Pogues
L.
Pogues for life. Pogues for life. What do the kooks stand for?
Look I don't this up. Know. Well, right now I'm looking up the Outsiders because I forget what they were called.
They didn't call themselves the Outsiders?
No, there was like two names for the rich people.
Oh, right. Dead air.
Dead air. Dead air. Dead air. Oh, the Socias and the Greasers.
Oh, Greasers. How did I forget that?
Greasers and the Socias. Socias for like social.
Soch.
Let's see. What
does kook... In Outer Banks. Yeah, look that up. No, specify, because kook could probably mean so many things.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared. A person who lives in figure eight or the north side of OBX, and they are typically well off and have the most power of the island.
But why kooks?
I don't know. It's a show.
Last season when they like dissected that whole room in the house with like all the hidden messages in that wallpapered room, that was a crazy scene. You remember that?
Let's take a quick break.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
Sorry, I was looking how it's the name of a David Bowie song, apparently.
I need to go to the Outer Banks.
Oh, we went there last year. It was amazing. I loved it.
I know.
The drive sucks, but...
You complained so much about that drive, but I took my two kids to Tennessee. Drove all the
and
way
And I
there.
Called you crazy.
I know, but...
And I did
really
not enjoy my drive.
I know. Whatever.
I don't like driving long distance with my children.
Anyway. All right, what else
What do you got? I got one more. What do you got?
I want to talk about that play.
What play? Ooh.
The Grey Ghost play.
Yeah. What? Tell me more about this, because is it something that me and you should see? I'm itching for
Matt
a play.
Matt thinks I will not want to watch it because it's a thriller play. It's not a musical. It's like a scary play. And I was like, how scary could it be? Because it's on Broadway. But Laurie Metcalf's in it. And I love Laurie Metcalf because I saw her in that thing. With Bruce Willis, Misery on Broadway. Oh. That was great.
We've seen a lot of non-musical plays, though.
I know, but I know. I love non-musicals.
Blackbird.
But would I like a scary non-musical?
What was the thing?
Blackbird was fucked up. Holy shit.
What was the play? Not with the play with Jake Gyllenhaal
I
that we
saw. I Am Standing Here. Not that one?
Not that one with Jake Gyllenhaal that was so
Oh, that
depressing.
Other one we saw with Mom and Craig with
yeah.
What's His
and
Name?
And that old man was like... screaming, I had a brother once, like in the audience. We're like, dude,
oh my god,
you're hearing it. Turn
that
it
guy,
on.
That guy who looks like he was the hot guy in 3 to Tango that she was engaged to.
Oh, Dermot,
no,
Dylan
Marone, no, Dylan McDermott.
I confused the two
Me
of
too.
Them too.
I didn't want to say the other guy,
okay. The other guy.
But anyway, Matt's trying to go with his mom, and he never goes to plays. So.
Oh, mama.
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 All right. So that's my stuff. Boba Fett.
But wait. What's the play about? It's a thriller. That's all you got?
Yes.
With Laurie Metcalf. I'm not doing good with names today.
No.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Last thing for the people who like the stuff about the Royals.
I love it. I haven't finished the Netflix series, though.
Oh, the Royals?
I'm so behind on everything.
It's not called the Royals. It's called The Crown.
No, not that. Them
what?
On Netflix. Their little
oh,
Netflix
oh, they're documented.
Doc.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I'm reading the book and I have kids and
yeah,
sick
when you're
me
done,
forever.
I want it.
Yeah. I could definitely see why being the private family that the royal family is, how this is like a literal like grenade, because he just goes from, and I was born, and all the like every skeleton in the closet, like it doesn't really paint his brother, who's the future king. In a very nice light.
Listen, no one really gives a shit about the King and Queen of England anymore. Everybody knows that that monarchy
except for
is,
England.
Yeah, well, no, the people, UK. Just the royals care. The
well,
people
no,
of
people
England,
are obsessed with them.
Yeah, but I mean, no one really gives a shit. They're just like figureheads. And they're racist as fuck. And
well, we don't know who is
the monarchy,
racist in there.
No, but
they
well,
never,
no, I'm not
they
just
never
saying
said
them.
Who.
I just mean England is, in general, being fucking dominators of the whole world. And I'm claiming your land, you brown person. I'm white. And
what?
I'm better
What's
than
happening?
You.
All right. Well,
that's
I know,
what
but,
England's done for years.
But so they're that's not why doing that anymore.
No, but that's why people don't historically like
But you
England.
Could say the same thing about America. We had slaves forever.
Yeah.
Why are you bashing on the country right now of England?
Because I'm saying people know that the monarchy has a lot
listen,
all right,
can I
of
tell
crazy
my story?
Problems.
Can I listen, history teacher?
I'm like, not a history teacher.
You know what? We're doing this in the afternoon. I knew I should have gotten you a calm down beer. So
that would have been
You're all
nice.
Hot. You're coming in all hot.
I'll take a calm down beer.
Should we pause this? You want a calm down beer?
Yeah, I need to know.
You're going to need it because we're going right into part two of the Murdochs. You're going to need it.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay. So I was flabbergasted. I'm going to use that word, flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
So Harry and Meghan, they live in California, right? They've lived there for a while.
Did you know that lived in Tyler Perry's house while they were in hiding? How nice is he for doing that?
I know. He didn't even know. He wasn't even friends with them. He just,
I know. He was just like,
knew
I
that
knew.
She was getting like stalked, like scary yeah. stalked.
That's so nice.
So anyway, so, but they still, they were gifted by the Queen before she died. As soon as they got married, the Frogmore Cottage.
Where's that?
It's on the grounds of the Windsor Castle. So everybody has like a cottage there, like all the royal family, like Prince William, blah, 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 everybody. So it used to be like the Frogmore Cottage now is like five little residences, five little cottages put into one. And it was renovated while they were living there. When they left to go to California, they paid the money back. But they've been leasing it out still to his best friend, his cousin, Eugenia. Eugenia.
Is it a girl?
It's a girl. They've been best friends since they were little kids.
Oh, is she the one who was in the pictures with them and they were always called them cousins?
I think she's the one that set them up as well. Or at least was part of it. And so she lives there with her husband and their child. And so they lease him. They're evicting. So basically to evicting Harry and Meghan from it, even though like...
Wait, what?
They're not living there.
Who's evicting Harry and Meghan?
Future King Charles. Or is he considered
He's
the king?
He's king now.
But he hasn't been, like, the ceremony hasn't
Coronation
happened.
Coronation ceremony.
Okay. So he's evicting them after all this drama from the book that Harry wrote came out. He's evicting them.
Which means they don't even live there. Oh, wait, he's evicting Eugenia.
It's like a power move saying, like, you know, you're not allowed to lease this anymore. I'm breaking the lease. But guess who he's putting in there? He's saying he's breaking the lease, kicking them out to put in Prince Andrew, his brother. Do you remember all the bad tabloid things about Prince Andrew? Mm-mm. Harry and Meghan are dropping the water compared to Prince Andrew. Like to swoop it under the rug. Sweep, 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 swoop, swoop, swoop. He was involved with Jeffrey Epstein and like has sexual assault.
Ew!
He had to, I think he even... what's it called? He settled. So anyway, that's the royal. I don't know. That's the royal nonsense.
That's a bunch I of believe. Shit. I don't think you're allowed. Can he legally do that if Harry owns it?
Well, he leases it. Well, I guess. No, you're right. He owns it.
Yeah.
But I guess the king can do whatever he wants, right? So there's no word of whether Harry's actually invited to the coronation.
Would he even go?
Probably now.
His dad's an asshole. Cheated on his mom.
He is an asshole. Anyway, that's our rant on the royals.
I'm done. I have a lot of TV to watch.
Yeah. Ooh, what am I watching right now?
Did you watch Boba Fett? Are you going to watch The Mandalorian?
I'm going to watch The Mandalorian faux show.
I was told you have to watch Boba Fett first.
Do I? I didn't like Boba Fett.
That's what Joe said. Joe's like a diehard Star Wars person. He said you have to watch at least the first four episodes and then watch The Mandalorian.
I found Boba Fett very boring.
I also found Andor boring. And I did. Andor.
Well, I get a slow build.
I love that actor.
I love him too, but I get like a slow build up. But when you're taking four episodes to build that shit up, you're losing me, buddy.
Listen, Kieran says the same thing about like, whatever you were just watching, 1923 or whatever.
There's no buildup. There's no buildup. Someone gets shot. The opening scene is someone getting shot with a shotgun.
Why did he think it was boring?
Who knows?
All right, whatever.
He's not a credible resource, my husband.
No, he's not. You're right. But he loves Star Wars stuff, so maybe he just sticks with it because it's Star Wars.
He loved the whole Andor storyline with Rogue One, was it? Yeah. Rogue One was his favorite ever, so that's why.
I liked Rogue One.
He's biased. Anyway. I'm watching season two of Sex Life on Netflix.
Oh, I heard that's good.
It's so, remember when I made you watch that one sex scene with the giant penis in the shower scene?
Yeah.
It's so corny. It's the worst storyline ever, but I come back for the hot guys and the sex
scenes. Someone else told me, I saw it on Instagram. Someone was like rating a bunch of shows to watch.
It makes me sound like a really terrible person when I put it that way. whatever.
Sometimes you need trash TV.
It is trash.
And The Bachelor's not on, I'm assuming, right now, because you normally would
be watching it. It is on, but it's terrible, and I've lost it. I haven't watched The Bachelor.
That's another thing that needs to go away.
It's been too long. God, so stupid. And I, like, hate watched it in the past. I'm like, this is awful. These people are so stupid.
That's like me with the Kardashians. I hate watch that.
Hate them. All right, let's wrap it up.
Sage your house.
Lock your doors.
Safety in numbers.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom, you're insane.